Dr. Sherry Rogers is world-renowned for several aspects of the medical field. She has awards as long as my arm. She, especially chemical sensitivity, that in that vein, she is an absolute expert. And she's one of my absolute favorite medical voices. And it's because of her experience and her willingness to learn, and probably her own health tragedies, that's her health experiences she had in her own life, which really have benefited us all. Talk about turning lemons and making lemonade. This has been her experience in her life. We're very excited to have her from PrestigePublishing.com. You can see her great work. Dr. Sherry Rogers, welcome back to the Power Hour.
Hey, thanks. It has been a crazy few months, as you know. This is, what, our seventh radio show we've done here every single Friday for almost 2 months. The last 2 months, I have spent like 6 to 8 hours every day learning everything I can about viruses, genes, bat guano, Chinese geography, molecular biochemistry, the politics, everything. It is so intertwined. It's like the latest James Bond movie.
Really?
In fact, no one could ever put all this together into such a great story. And unfortunately, I mean, even if you pick up the Wall Street, in the last 24 hours, we have increased 40,000 new cases in the U.S., and we have a third of the world's infection in the U.S., but we only have one-eighth of the recovery in the U.S. And last week, we showed on the 17th of April, I think you archive these, which is great, the reasons why. There are over a half dozen reasons why the U.S. will be hit harder, and the virus will definitely come back. One of the things they learned that was very important is that, first of all, the first SARS virus came from the same Wuhan area, that lab area, in 2002, and that was the SARS, acute respiratory disease.
Yeah.
And the problem with that one was it was too good at killing. The kill rate was 9.6% death rate. So they learned quickly that, you can't kill as quickly. So now this one is 3.4% death rate, so that it lasts longer. For example, in the Journal of the American Medical Association, which came yesterday, they showed that there were people who had the virus. They were doctors who worked in the hospital. And they were under 35, so they were young, healthy, virile, and they gave them 6 weeks quarantine. They still had the changes on the lung x-ray. They felt fine, but they were still, after 2 months, they were still able to pass the virus to other people, even though they felt wonderful. Plus, then other studies that we have, by the way, everything I'm saying these last 7 weeks is coming up in our newsletters. How to Fix Your Membranes is in May, and et cetera. It's just going to keep going on because, you know, I'm a reference junkie anyway. This changes the virus. It makes it much more infective, but not as fast a killer, because they realize that, wait a minute, if a virus is so good at killing fast, then you don't have time for it to spread, and sooner or later you will kill off all the hosts and the virus will die because it won't have any place to live. So your better thing to do is to make it last longer and not kill quite so quickly. And that's what has been part of the chemistry of this whole virus.
Let me interject, this is a little different tone than you've usually taken. This is a little, like you said, a James Bond novel or whatever you want to say. We talked before the show briefly. And the HIV component, we've heard many people theories about what this is. Is it man-made? Is it whatever? You've had a chance to really look at this. What is this man-made? Is there really HIV components? Is this? And what does this mean?
Well, as I say, going through thousands of hours and thousands of papers, I will try to give a very succinct example out of many. The HIV and Ebola were both in there, but they are taken out, but their remnants and some of their directions or instructions are still there. So again,
what does that mean?
All these people,
what does that mean?
That it was there, but it's been changed. It's been genetically modified in many ways. So, I read all these conspiracy theory things, and then I read all these papers by the people who were suddenly magically withdrawn. And I'll tell you, after 50 years in medicine, I've seen more crooked stuff than you can imagine. So I'm used to seeing papers withdrawn suddenly overnight from people who were famous researchers who actually discovered wonderful things. And we've referenced this as well. Anyway, so I went to... Who's the greatest person in the world to talk about HIV? Luc Montagnier. He's 87 years old. He lives in Shanghai. He was born in France, obviously. And he got the Nobel Prize in 2008 for guess what? Discovering and mapping out the entire genome for HIV. And he went through the COVID and he said, it's definitely, quote, man-made, unquote. So that's enough for me. So we should go on to some other topic.
Well, okay. Well, what does that mean? If it's man-made, does this they in a lab they concocted this in a what?
There are hundreds of virology labs in the United States and throughout the world, and they are all working at different levels to see what they can do. Some of it might be bioterrorism junk. Others might be actually trying to cure the common cold. Others might be trying to, of course, make a prescription medication that will make billions of dollars, which is often usually the big thing behind. And then there's all sorts of stuff about world domination, blah, blah. There's so much flooding my mind. You learn that people who are the most susceptible, they say, are old. Wrong. There are lots of studies that show that they're in their 40s and 50s. And early 40s. It all depends on how many medicines you take, how much you have damaged your ACE receptors in the cell membrane. And that's why the getting rid of the 7M and repairing the cell membrane that we talked about last week and is in next month's May's Total Wellness newsletter is so important because many reasons. One, United States people have actually changed their cell membranes in the last 50 years 20-fold. This is evidence in the Journal of Nutritional Biochemistry this year. We have actually changed the chemistry of humans. We have changed them with our Crisco and our margarines and our trans fatty acids and our Teflon and phthalates, plastic water bottles, etc. We have literally changed the chemistry. The cell membrane, a normal one, has very few ACE, angiotensin-converting enzyme, receptors. And it's the ACE2 receptors that are the magic gateway for corona. It just dives right in there. It loves it. It hooks right on. In fact, that's how the chloroquine helps. It stops the glycosylation so that it can't grab on. It also changes the pH. And it also does other things, but it was magically taken off the availability. It wasn't even prescription, I don't think, for 70 years because it's used for malaria. But once something cheap and old is found to be a little bit helpful, it tends to disappear. It's like a magic act. Whereas remdesivir, you have to inject it. You have to be in ICU to get it, have it by IVs, which also load you with phthalates and plasticizers. And it's not that great. It didn't do that great for the other preceding viruses. This is the seventh type of corona that has been around. And this one contains man-made parts that resemble some of the genetic sequences, some of them only four amino acids, of HIV. And there are three sources that I have found that I find very credible that show that this cannot happen by mutation. Anyway.
All right. All right. Two questions on what you just said. That was big information you just dropped. You talked about hydroxychloroquine. Obviously, President Trump has talked about that, you know, some people have had success with this. Why aren't we testing this? And then lo and behold, France did a test where doctor says, yes, there's been some success here. I've heard, seen doctors in France. And then lo and behold, America does tests and Big Pharma here does tests. Oh, it's terrible for it. It doesn't do anything. It's actually harmful. And it's the worst thing ever. We shouldn't even use it. It's like, wow, that was quick.
The important thing, Dan, that shows you, what's behind it is it was available for 70 years. And suddenly, no doctor can get it in the United States. And we see that,
oh my gosh.
You know, but we have found a way around it, which I will not go into here because I do not want the source to be compromised. But anyway.
Wow. All right. Then let me ask you the other side. HIV. I mean, obviously, for a certain percentage of a population, a certain age, when you heard HIV in the early 80s, mid 80s, that was like, oh my gosh, that's a death sentence. This is the worst thing ever. They've tried to do vaccines for it. They can't do a vaccine for it. That's why I've been told. Why is the HIV component so scary? Why is that such a unique virus to deal with?
I don't think it's totally that. There's more going on here. There's some Ebola parts as well. And there's been a lot of playing around with the genetics, doing what I call trying to one-up God. In other words, make something better than he made, which
I think this whole thing,
you know, when you go around your house and you look at all the things that are there, this brings new meaning to the phrase made in China. Because I think we started with a common cold with corona, you know, 20 years ago, over 20 years ago. It was the common cold. 30% of the common cold is coronavirus. There are seven types. And then it became a flu. And then it became SARS in 2002 when, guess where it hit? Wuhan. And then in 2019, again in Wuhan, now we have the COVID-19, which is more like a cancer than a flu.
Ooh, what do you mean by that?
Well, if you look at the lungs, for example, of people who die from cancer, the lung cells have lost their cilia. Okay, the little hairs that wave mucus out of your chest so you can cough it up and get rid of it and you don't drown in your mucus, your phlegm. The cells have lost their body. They've become totally leaky. They have
so,
lost
so they can't,
the cell
so they can't
memory.
Function that. So they can't do that anymore.
Yeah, you can't. They can't bring. You can sit there and pump them up with a lung machine all day long. They can't move that oxygen into the other tissues because the cell membranes of the lung have totally, they're gone. They're,
okay.
You can see the pictures of it in last month's Journal of the American Medical Association. You can see pictures, photomicrographs of lung cells, and they look just a lot like lung cells from people dying from cancer. In fact, there were supernucleated cells which means cells that have extra nuclei, which are cancerous changes. And these are in the folks who die from the COVID-19. In fact, you know, when the body is first trying to protect itself from bad viruses, chemicals, heavy metals, etc., it tries to plug up the holes that these have created in the cell membrane. And that's one reason we have high cholesterol. But in the States, we kill the messenger. We go after the cholesterol as though it were bad. It's really a Band-Aid, as we showed in the book, The Cholesterol Hoax. It's a good thing. And so anyway,
Let me interrupt. The flu vaccine, I know it was 2 or 3 years ago, or maybe it was 2015, I don't remember, but they said, well, we need to insert SARS virus into the flu vaccine. So we need to include that. It was one of the strains, SARS into the flu vaccine. I mean, are we seeing the possible, have these vaccines seeded Americans who get this vaccine with SARS that they can't deal with? Their bodies just can't deal with it? And does it damage the ACE receptors to get these flu vaccines?
You know what? I've told you this before. I prefer not to discuss vaccines because many people who discuss them disappear suddenly.
Let me ask it this way.
There's not a vaccine that I would prefer to take that has convinced me. When I was in medical school 55 years ago, one of my jobs was living in the VA hospital for room and board, and I covered the clinical pathology lab every 6 nights solo, all by myself. Anyway, when I would come back from classes to go to my quarters in the VA hospital up on the 9th floor, I would always see Harold in the elevator. Harold was a normal guy who volunteered for the Army and was given the polio vaccine, and for the last 30 years was totally paralyzed from the neck down. Granted, these vaccines have done wonderful things and wiped out stuff, but there are people who should be looked at first to see how their body will respond. And also, some of these attenuated vaccines have not been totally attenuated as they should be, and they have too much of a live component. There are accidents. There's human screw-ups. And besides that, we're very into healing the body, and then you don't need those things. I mean, I've driven nails through my knee at the farm, and I hadn't had a tetanus shot in 30 years. And often that does not last, that antibody production. But anyway.
Let's get off that subject. I didn't mean to put you in an awkward position.
That's okay. There certainly is huge worldwide benefit for vaccines, but to place the emphasis on them when we have the seven M's, the seventh one being managed care, where every practice guideline of every specialty in the United States is, doctor, first you make your diagnosis by a compilation of symptoms, then you give this drug, then this drug, and this drug. If it fails, you have devices, stents, implants, whatever. And if they all fail, then you have surgery. They do not, all American medical specialties work totally blindly. And I can say that in any court of law because I have seen for the last 30 years the records from our readers in 24 countries. Because I look at their records for the last 3 years before I look at their 11-page essay of all their nutrients to see how they got sick and what they have to do to get well. And so I've had the most wonderful education that I didn't get in medical school because I've seen the records from Harvard, Cleveland Clinic, Mayo Clinic, Johns Hopkins, they all work blindly. It doesn't matter what diagnosis you go in with. It doesn't matter if you have Alzheimer's, arthritis, asthma, or you've got atrial fib, and that's just the A's. It doesn't matter because it's all drugs, devices, and surgery. Do you think I ever see an RBC magnesium, an RBC zinc, an RBC selenium, copper? Do you think I ever see the 34 fatty acids assayed, even though the fatty acids are exactly what a neurologist and a psychiatrist are dealing with? In fact, every doctor is. In fact, I just read a book by a Johns Hopkins surgeon who said, in the end of his book, he said, one of the most worthless things I ever had to learn in medical school was the Krebs cycle. Well, that's the chemistry of, that's God's chemistry of how it changes a molecule of food into the thing we call energy or life.
Yeah,
you can't,
that's life.
You can't heal anything without it. But that's what this grown man, who's in his 40s and is a very well-respected surgeon at Johns Hopkins, he thinks chemistry is worthless. So you can't heal anything when you're working absolutely blindly. And that's how we're able to, you know, I told you before, when I take recertification, I ended up with 4 specialties. When I take the recertification exam in some of the specialties that require it, I have to take a week off to study the wrong answers. If I put we cured multiple sclerosis or atrial fibrillation or heart failure or arthritis or any of these things, early Alzheimer's, if I thought we cured that stuff every day in the office like we do, I would have failed. I had to learn the wrong answers, that you only use this drug and this drug and this drug, and then after that, then you start with the devices and surgery. That's the field of American medicine, and that's one major reason. That's the 7th of the 7M, managed care. That it never says cure in all the books. It says how you're going to manage them.
We'll be right back. More with Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, Prestige Pub, or Sherry Rogers, excuse me. Just had Sherry. Sherry's are wild today. Dr. Sherry Rogers, PrestigePublishing.com is the website. Great information. If you want to call Frank, you're on hold. We'll go right to you. 844-769-2944. Stay tuned.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
With dozens of food and storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Humana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high-fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Humana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made just for you. Food stores I love to eat. Yum!
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
I don't hear anything, Todd. There we go. Ooh, I love that bass line. Makes you feel good. I hope everybody's having a fantastic end of the week, into the weekend. The fantastic information, just world-class information by Dr. Tenpenny, Dr. Rogers today. We, at the Power Mall, our mission is that we want you healthy. And we want you to be able to take charge of your own life and to make these decisions for yourself. Because as I've said a million times, if you haven't learned this by now, your health is your responsibility. And you better take responsibility, because if you let somebody else take responsibility for it, you're probably not going to get the results that you're looking for. There's too many vested interests. There's too many financial interests and what have you. ThePowerMall.com, ThePowerMall.com, 877-817-9829. If you don't buy the detox, the Happy Bodies detox cocktail that Sherry Rogers is approved over there, if you don't detox with that, what are you going to detox with? If you don't get the phosphatidylcholine to go with the cod liver oil, then how are you going to repair your cell membranes? You know, how are you going to do it? You know, get the zinc and the magnesium and the all the other, the selenium. And get all these. If you don't get them from us, where are you going to get them? Because you're not getting them from your food. So where are you going to get them? And you want to stay healthy? These are essential points. So we're talking to Dr. Rogers today. PrestigePublishing.com is the website. You can get her great, fantastic books, the newsletter, what have you. We do have callers. If you want to call, ask a question, 844-769-2944, 844-769-2944. We got a caller who's been holding. Frank in Ohio. Frank in Ohio, you're live on the air. What question or comment do you have for Dr. Rogers? Is he there? Frank, you there? He muted. Did you mute your phone, Frank, or something? I don't know. Well, Frank, you there? He's probably listening to the radio. There's a 30-second delay. He's going to figure it out here in 30 seconds. Frank, when you figure it out, pick up the phone. You know, Todd, just kind of monitor it. We'll just continue on. Anybody else want to call in? You're certainly more than welcome. the thing about what you go to Walmart, they got bubbles on the floor 6 feet apart. You got these people wearing masks that they got at Ace Hardware. I mean, if this thing is as deadly and nasty as bad as people say, I don't feel like that's protecting me very well. Am I paranoid? Is that really protecting me?
No, you're absolutely right. That's why when it comes back, probably in the winter, it may never completely go away all through the summer and fall. We don't know. But if it does wane a little, it will be back with a vengeance in the fall. And the only protection is to make yourself corona-proof. That starts with first getting off the 7M, and that's in 2019 Total Wellness Newsletter, and I'll explain that.
Just go ahead and list them. Just boom, 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 boom. Just list them. Don't go into them. Just list them so people know.
But it's meaningless.
Mercury,
manipulated genes, mangled fats, mycotoxins, manufactured xenobiotics, and managed care.
Wow. Yeah, that's meaningful, Dr. Rogers. It is.
But that's why we lead the world in chronic diseases. When other countries want to do research, they first have to have 500 animals, you know, with what? Cataracts or high blood pressure or heart failure. How do they get them? They use our 7M. They give them our diet. That's how they get. We are the laughing stock. We are the number 43 country in health on the planet. The ones that already got slammed, France, Italy, Spain, etc., and then Singapore, I think,
Iran.
And whatever.
Yeah.
Right. The ones that got slammed, most of them are in the top 10 of healthy countries. They are much more healthy than we are.
Is it a different virus? Let me, on that subject, has it mutated? Is it different in Italy than it is by the time it gets over here? Or is it the exact same? Because I've heard there's tons of mutations going on.
It's a virus that mutates very rapidly. So nobody has answered that question yet because they're all looking at, you know, everyone. No one is looking at several people from several countries all at once. So you're, the biggest thing is for a person to first, we know how it gets in. We know how it replicates and makes baby viruses. We know why the lung is more vulnerable. So we know how to change all these things and protect people. But, and that's what the next few shows are about and the next few months of newsletters.
It starts with
getting rid of the 7M and then repairing the cell membrane. We talked about that in the past. We talked about you can close the ACE gates. You have to have vitamin D for that, but you also have to have sunshine. You have to have the receptor repaired. Oh, well, the receptor is the cell membrane. And then for birth control of the virus, you need zinc for its polymerase enzyme. You also need it for its carbonic anhydrase enzyme to increase the pH, because viruses, just like cancers, love acid pH. They love sugar. And so the D3 starves cancers of sugar. And the zinc and the D3 both increase, well, the zinc increases the pH. So there are many things that have to do with, they're all overlap and interrelate. You can't just take, like, one nutrient. If somebody cannot afford any test, but their doctor would be willing to help them, they should at least check an RBC zinc and an RBC magnesium and a 125 dihydroxy vitamin D3. Without those three, there's not a hope in hell of being resistant to the virus. In last year, 2019 newsletter, we showed just an example of half a dozen zinc enzymes out of 200. Just half a dozen of them. If you're low in zinc, how it can create every disease, everything.
All right, let's go to the callers. We do have Frank now. We got a couple of callers waiting. Zinc. You need zinc. Frank, you need zinc. Frank in Ohio, you're live on the air.
Hey, I've got my of zinc, and what an honor to talk with both of you. And
awesome.
Love you guys. I got a question for you, since you have one of the foremost virologists out there. My understanding of HIV, it's a man-made virus, combined a simian virus, a sheep virus, and something else. Is that true or false that it's HIV is a man-made virus?
I don't know the answer to that, Frank. And I'm not a virologist, but I've studied a lot of it. But I didn't go back that far to look at. I had heard those things in the past when HIV emerged about 20 years ago or so. But I never followed up to see where it originated from. So you might be right. I don't know. I'm not the authority to ask for that.
That's my understanding of all the information I've absorbed over the years, that HIV was a man-made created virus, okay? Back to talking about Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, and tackling these kind of problems. This is a created virus for sure. So what I'm saying to you, I'm going to run ahead a little bit, and it's not a real good scenario. And we were listening to the input on getting any reparation. Who wants reparation? We'd like to hold on to our good health and not be paid money. You can't buy your health with money oftentimes. So money, if you lose your health, is not really much worth.
Hold on one second, Frank. Hold on one second. Just to give people some background, in the last interview, Dr. Tenpenny, so Sherry Rogers, so you know, she was talking about the PrEP Act of 2005, which gave pharmaceutical companies the opportunity to have immunity if extreme measures were necessary. Well, the head of Homeland Security declared that this is an extreme measure situation. So all these vaccines, drugs, or whatever that they're pushing and trying to make right now fall under that act. So there's not even the vaccine liability courts that, you know, as limited as that was, that's not even available coming up for these if they fall under that PrEP Act. I think that's kind of the background of what you're saying, Frank. Is that right?
That is correct, Daniel.
Okay, go ahead.
And my understanding is that to get any satisfaction, you have to be accepted by your suit has to be accepted by the Attorney General. Okay? So if they put the Attorney General in front of everybody like a brick concrete wall, stopping people from really receiving any remuneration from damage from the vaccine. If they use the Attorney General's office for a backstop, if the Attorney General, and after 3 years now dealing with an Attorney General, I don't see any prosecutions, and they just tell you.
You can't sue the government for this has been known for a long time, Frank. You cannot sue the government for any problem with vaccines, as far as I know as a physician. Do we have another caller? Thank you so much, Frank, for giving us your input. Do you have
Hey, Frank, thank you so much. Yeah, let's go. Frank, thank you for your call. We'll talk at you again soon. Let's go to Mike in North Carolina. Mike in North Carolina. What's on your mind, Mike?
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, I'm here. Thank you guys so much for this truth-telling. Keep it up. I have
so
a
welcome.
Specific question for Dr. Rogers having to do with supplements that you've recommended in past shows. Specifically, when you talk about the importance of full-spectrum vitamin E, you recommended a Carlson product called E-Gems Elite. And as far as it being full spectrum,
it's not. There were three. No, Mike, there were three. And they're all outlined in May's newsletter. And they've been outlined before. It's E-Gems Elite, Gamma E-Gems, and two tocotrienols. And that will give you all eight parts of the four tocopherols, alpha, beta, delta, gamma, and the four tocotrienols. So they're all outlined.
Okay, so, So would you repeat the second two besides EGEMS Elite?
Gamma EGEMS.
Uh-huh.
And tocotrienols. And you'll find all these in the 2019 and 2020 newsletter, are the doses, the sources, everything, all about them. Because without them, those are the guard dogs of the cell membrane. In other words, they try to keep out things like a virus even from getting close to the cell membrane, much less attaching and glycosylating into the ACE2 receptor, which is where the S spike protein from the spike of the coronavirus inserts its genetic material into our cells and then infects us.
Okay, so just so I get
the
it straight.
PC powder,
Are you saying that there's a Carlson product just under the title of tocotrienols?
Yep.
Okay.
You have a lot to learn, but you're doing great because in 2019, we actually had a test that you can give to your doctor and he won't even know he's being tested. Just say, doctor, how do you use tocotrienols in your practice? And most of them don't even know what you're talking about. They have no idea what they are and you can't heal anything without them. They're extremely anti-cancer for one thing.
Cool. Okay, thank you so much.
And you can also, Mike, you can also call the Power Mall and ask them about what you're looking for. We have some good products there and what you want. So,
you think they have, you guys have product that would cover those two areas?
We have ones with the tocotrienols. I can't rattle them off. You're going to have to ask Jay, but yes, we do have some different products that do that also.
Okay, I'll do so. I order from you guys fairly frequently.
Hey, Mike, you're on the call here. Let's ask you, what do you make of all this? Of all the, just everything? what goes through your mind?
Everything? You mean the big picture?
Yeah, the big, I don't know. What, when you think about what we're dealing with now, what comes to your mind?
Well, the main thing that comes to my mind is the plan that's been in place and being worked out over decades or if not a century or more for domination of the world by a small group of people.
Do you think that's going up in America? I mean, do you think Americans are waking up to the fact that, wow, people don't have our best interests at heart? People do want us sick. People are controlling us financially or whatever. Do you think that's growing?
I do. Now, whether or not it's growing fast enough to be significant and stop what's happening in this tyrannical and totalitarian thing that's descending upon us, I don't know. But, you know, you can never know something like that. You can just do your best every day.
Well, there's a lot you can know, actually, because there are many, many citations, for example, that the U.S. CDC and the World Health Organization and other institutes wanted to get in to check on the labs, and they actually cited the Wuhan labs for violations of safety standards, and they were denied access. And as far as they know, these safety standards were not rectified either. There's a whole bunch of all of this business documented. Anyway, we should get more to how to get people well about world domination.
Thank you for your call, Mike. Really appreciate it. We got about 7 or 8 minutes. Well, I think it's important. I mean, you know, you certainly are one of the foremost researchers and digesters of all the information that's out there. Do you think that people are waking up to your information? Do you think they're getting more aware?
No.
Really?
No. Americans want to buy health. They want their doctor to take care of them. They want their insurance company. They want the government. Anybody. They want a drug. They want a vaccine. Every time you turn on TV, when are we going to get a drug? When are we going to get a vaccine? when are you going to get a grip on your health and learn that you have to fix your cell membrane, get rid of the 7M, at least make sure you have a level of vitamin D3 over 80 nanograms per deciliter, not the 30 that is the norm on all the LabCorp, Quest, and lab commercial labs around the United States, that your RBC Zinc and your RBC Mag are in the top quintile of normal, not the bottom. The bottom is not normal people. When they first discovered that they had to figure out what the norms were for many nutrients, they used blood that was hanging around the lab from sick people, people with one foot in the grave and six medicines and five diagnoses, etc. So now we know that many of the, quote, normals on our labs, like D, is 30. You can't heal anything with 30. It has to be over at least 60 nanograms per milliliter. And that's for D3, 125 dihydroxy D3. And on it goes. In fact, I see all the time labs coming across my desk from our readers, their magnesium is so low. They should have had a heart attack yesterday. And the Journal of Nutritional Biochemistry documents that over half the United States population is low in mag. How do you get low in mag? Oh, well, easy. First of all, you could just take some of the NSAIDs that are over the counter. They're considered so safe by the OTC or by the FDA that things like, you know, Motrin, ibuprofen, all that stuff, that actually causes high blood pressure, which causes you to have 3 and 4 times the ACE receptors. You increase your gates. You actually invite the virus in by being on those things. Plus, they cause high blood pressure by themselves. And yet, how many times do you go to a cardiologist and he'll say, oh, well, let's see, are you taking any NSAIDs? Maybe you don't even need any drug. Maybe just getting off that. And then, of course, the things like Nexium, Prilosec, they inhibit your acid. So you can't even absorb your magnesium. And low magnesium is it can cause any symptom you can think of. Brain fog, mimic Alzheimer's, it can mimic a ruptured disc, it can mimic chronic pain that you can't explain, depression, you name it, and there's going to be a lot more depression as this stuff goes on. But anyway, one of the main reasons that half the people who have their first heart attack, even if they're in their 40s, and I've seen it in the 30s, when half the people who have their first heart attack, it's their last one. Why? They don't have enough mag to make the heart work. Those guys in the ER, and I was an ER doc, they can sit there and do 600 joules of cardioversion all day. They don't have enough mag in the heart of that patient to make it work. And so that's why half the people die from their first heart attack. So getting your magnesium levels up, your zinc levels up, your vitamin D, and then, of course, the membrane repair, the cod liver oil, phosphatidylcholine, the 8 forms of E that we talked about. Because remember, PC powder, which you have there, Dan, the PC powder is the anchor for the cod liver oil, the main essential fatty acid that makes up the cell membrane. And, of course, what is in the very center, the core of the cell membrane, to make it strong? What is in there to make it, that makes the difference? Are you corona bait or are you corona resistant? What's in the core of that cell membrane? It's cholesterol. But half the United States is on statins, which acts as your cholesterol. It's going to go down in history as one of the worst mistakes we've ever made. You cannot poison HMG-CoA reductase enzymes without causing serious problem in the rest of the body. But then they go on to get other diseases in other specialties, so they don't think that they're related. You have to have cholesterol not only as the core of the membrane, where all the cytokines come out of that kill viruses, like tumor necrosis factor and NK or NFKB, etc. You have to have cholesterol to make all your hormones, adrenal, testosterone. You have to have cholesterol to make bile so that you can absorb your vitamin D and your 8 forms of E and A. You have to have cholesterol to make brain enzymes. In fact, just to remember what I said 5 seconds ago, you have to have cholesterol to make new memory. And that's partly why some people can't remember quite as much as well as they used to. So anyway, go ahead, Dan.
No, I'm just listening. This is exceptional information. We only got a couple minutes left. Healing the gut. Which one of your books do you recommend for people can heal the gut?
Well, again, like I said, we have a huge spectrum of listeners. We have people who know nothing, and then we have people who've devoured this stuff for years. So it depends on where a person is. So for the beginner, minimum 2019 and 2020 total wellness. And the book, even though they don't have diabetes, How to Cure Diabetes, because in Chapter 4, it goes through the gut in a more simplistic manner than the next book on gut does, which is Total Gut. And it goes through the most common deficiencies that I've seen in the last 50 years in people in their blood work in 24 countries. So if they cannot afford the test, they can at least put themselves on the things that are the most commonly deficient.
What are those? What are the most common deficiencies?
Well, the stuff that we've gone through is starting with healing the gut, or with healing the cell membrane. But back to the gut. One of the reasons the people die of leaky lung, they die of lung disease from the COVID, is because the lungs have the highest level of secretory IgA, a particular type of antibody, and to fight off all this stuff. And guess where that's made? In the gut. So maybe next Friday we can talk about how to increase the secretory IgA from the gut so that it also is made in the lung to protect people from dying. Also, as we said before, if you even though...
Oh, what do you do? Is there something quick? I mean, just give us a primer. We got about 30 seconds. We got 30 seconds. I mean,
Dan,
is there one thing that helps... Is there one thing that helps,
It depends on where you are in the spectrum. It depends on where you are in the spectrum. Remember, there are only two causes for all disease.
Toxicity.
Anyway, we want to make people too smart to fail.
Unbelievable. PrestigePublishing.com. What a resource. Just so good to have her, as always, Dr. Sherry Rogers. PrestigePublishing.com. Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. Remember, we want you happy. We want you healthy. We want you successful and free. As God intends you to be. God bless you. Have a great weekend. We'll see you next week. Thank you.
Creator God, He is Yahweh. Great I am, He is Yahweh. The Lord of all, He is Yahweh. Those of Sharon, He is Yahweh. Righteous Son, He is Yahweh. The three in one, He is Yahweh.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again?